Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we go again. Here we grow again. Speaking of growing, we have an amazing co-host here with me today who is growing, expanding, and helping others to grow and expand. And we're going to talk all about that today. Josiah Lejuan. Hello, Josiah. How are you, buddy?
Hello. Hello, positive heads. I am a fellow positive head. So.
For quite some time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Josiah's brother, Jordan, was on episode 12. So we're at like 750 some with this one. So very early on, Jordan is an awesome, awesome individual. Highly recommend going back if you want to dig deep in the archives and check that out. So for me, this is great, Josiah, to have you on, you know, all these years later. And Josiah and I have been friends. He was he's the reason I ended up, if you guys listen back and hear all my stories from the Superhero Academy in Costa Rica and Vision Festival months back. Josiah was the one. You're the one that originally was like, Brandon, you got to come to this. So thank you for that. Yeah. That was so epic.
Yeah, my partner Alex and I were like, just had this calling. We're like, he needs to be here.
Yeah. It was so good. Yeah, it was so good. So Josiah, and you, some of you may recognize his name as well because I've played some of his music before. He is an amazing artist, young artist, up and coming artist. He's manifested some pretty cool things in his relatively short career, and now he's helping people to do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you could just tell everyone a little bit about your journey up to this point, and then we'll talk about your Creative Life Mastery course.
Yeah, totally. Well, when I've been making music for the past 7 years or so, and music for me starting out was a challenging thing. When I started out, I was very quiet and I was very non-expressive. And that's where a lot of my wounds lied. So when I started creating, it was such a powerful thing for me because it was a way for me to show myself and experience myself and experience the magic I've had inside. For the past 4 years or so, things have been really ramping up with that. I've been creating music that is from my soul and filled with excitement.
And it's really good. If you guys, well, I'll play some, obviously, at the end of today's episode. Some of you might remember when I played in the past.
It's been a journey. It's been a journey of committing to myself and showing up and continuing to create and going through blockages of worthiness and sharing my voice and stepping into my power and yelling from a rooftop with my music.
Right.
And over the past year and a half, I remember around a year and a half ago, there was a place where I was at a low point where I had been making amazing music, but was just not confident. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even played a show yet. And I remember going on a walk with my girlfriend and being like, okay, it is time to either commit or do something else.
Right.
And in that moment, I fully committed. And ever since then, it has been the wildest journey. I've been making some of my favorite music I've ever made. And I've played in the past year 3 out of my 5 favorite like dream concert venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you manifested some pretty cool gigs, yeah, like for being so fresh on the path.
Yeah.
You played what? Envision Festival down in Costa Rica where we were together. You played Lucidity Festival.
Yeah.
You actually won the contest to play that. And what was the
thing? And then I just got back from playing at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alex Gray's place, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really how cool was that?
It was crazy. It was a trip being there. Yeah.
If you guys, some of you probably know instantly, but others may not. Alex Gray is like the grandfather of visionary art, if you will.
Precisely. And he's a master.
He's the original. Like, and now you have all these visionary artists, like the Demiurge painting, which you guys have heard me talk about. It that would definitely qualify as visionary art. And yeah, Alex Gray really kind of invented the style, right? And now he has...
I would say so, yeah.
And now he has his Chapel of Sacred Mirrors in... Is it New York?
Yeah, it's in upstate New York. So they have a house there, and then they're building a art temple called Entheon. Which will be ready later this year.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah, I it's definitely on my to-do list to go check out.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's just tons of amazing artists flowing and thinkers flowing through there all the time.
Wow.
It's just a very cool
place.
It's
like becoming a hub for art, expression, philosophy, creativity.
Yep.
God, I'm going.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. So you got to play there. That's pretty cool. You know, I'm looking here at the program that you've kind of come up with. And you and I were talking before we turned the mic on. And, you know... It's like I was saying to you, it's like we teach best what we most need to learn. And you're a young guy. You've kind of been on this path of finding your own power, finding your, you know, and now you've decided you want to step into more fully and actually help others.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you don't necessarily need to be on the end. Like I'm 30 years in and now I want to help others. It's like, no, I'm, you know, 30 months in and there's 30 months of terrain that many people are standing on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have a long way that you can go and grow, but you know, it's like so many people are standing on the shores. You know, I'm looking here and you wrote, you know, maybe you, this is on your page talking about all this. You said, maybe you felt afraid to share your creations, to fully commit to your art and have chosen procrastination over and over again. Like that is a theme that runs through artist, having been, you know, made music myself for many years and been around so many artists, that's a thread that runs through so many, you know, artists. And when someone steps forward and says, I'm doing it, I'm committing, I'm scared as hell, but I'm going to step out on the stage, you know, or I'm going to put myself out there, that it's like when you do that, when anyone does that, it's like it's you're doing it not only for yourself, but for the collective and being that example.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a vulnerable thing to share your art. But yeah, I think this is also just there's room, so much room for transformation within this. There's so much power in being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many stereotypes of that do not serve us as artists anymore.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about how artists are, it's kind of like a archetype or character to come into this world into. And
definitely an archetype.
Yeah. And there are ways to live from that archetype that are incredibly empowering and expansive and beautiful. And the way a core principle for me in looking at art is the practice of connecting to the source energy that we come from, mm-hmm. and opening ourselves to allow it to come through us and manifest in the physical plane. And we all have so many things that block us from doing that. And those show up not only in our creative process, but that then ripples out into our actual process.
Yeah.
So not only is the artistic process a process of transformation from connecting that energy and feeling that, but also what it brings up for you, you have to go through and showing up to that every day and saying, no, I'm going to create. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to discover. Even if it sucks, I'm going to keep pushing.
What sucks is not doing it. That's what sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Putting yourself out there, you're instantly awesome because you are doing your best, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so many times when I'm fearful of putting myself out there, I'm always caught, and people are always so, just think the complete opposite of what you may think of your creation.
Right.
So,
yeah, you know, it makes me think of what you're just saying, makes me think of Richard Rudd, who was on the show recently, who is, you know, the author of Gene Keys. And essentially, I don't know if you heard that episode or not, but he's epic. This is basically like a new divination method that he downloaded years ago.
Yeah,
it's an incredibly deep and powerful. And if you guys haven't heard that episode, I would recommend searching. I don't know the episode number now, but his last name's Rudd. You can search the archives. But anyway, he talks about in that episode how he downloaded this information, this gene key, you know, methodology to unlock, you know, sort of like a new astrology or human design, but even in greater depth and detail. So he was, I remember him talking in that powwow where he was saying that he was shown during his own sort of powerful experience, multidimensional experience, how like people like Mozart would download, I think he was Mozart he named, would download the songs, like they were just coming through him.
Yep.
It's not something, you know, that he was necessarily creating as much as accessing that already exists.
Yep.
And if you can understand that as an artist, like it's all, and it makes total sense from the whole, you know, perspective of we are eternal beings and, you know, now is all there is, right? So everything that can be or will be is out there now. That amazing song or that amazing painting or that amazing writing that you want to be a vessel for, just know it's sitting there floating in the ethers waiting for you to feel worthy enough to align with it so that it can be a match to you vibrationally and come through you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Elizabeth Gilbert in her book Big Magic talks about that, how ideas are just floating above you. And she even shares some stories of very particular ideas that one person would say no to, and then a year later they would see it manifest in a book. That
right.
So it just said, okay, you're not gonna do it. All right, I'm gonna go over here.
Yep.
And come to this person. But with Mozart, or I think even Beethoven as well. I know some, like Bashar talks about that music being some of the most high vibrational music on the planet. Just because it's purely downloaded.
And I think he even said, wasn't he quoted talking about it saying, look, I'm just a conduit for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Richard Rudd, and that's something else I'm extremely curious about with creativity is not only how we can open ourselves for music and painting, but how we can do it for like scientific discoveries and stuff like that. Like that's incredibly fascinating. And his Gene Key book is just incredibly intricate.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Wow. It's just like, it has to be channeled.
Like, yeah. 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 Totally. It's like, it's a whole nother level. There's a guy who won, what's the prize for science?
Nobel.
Yeah, who won the Nobel that actually my son's mother met many years ago. I knew someone who he ended up working for, and this is going way back, but I'm forgetting his name, darn it. But the reason we can do all our DNA analysis is because of his discovery. And I could pause and look it up. But anyway, he basically says for him, he was using LSD and it opened him up to the state, which then he was shown this thing that now led to our ability to carbon date and things like that. Yeah. And it's just another way. I mean, in his case, he was using a medicine, you know, to open him up. But you can literally, I mean, it's just getting in that flow. I mean, Einstein, same kind of thing. You know, he talked about this phenomenon as well, like being open, getting in a state where he was open to receiving the data. And it's just incredible when you realize, or you take people who, have you heard of these people that get into an accident? Like hit their head or have some sort of an accident. Next thing you know, they're like a virtuoso pianist. Yeah. Or they, one I saw, the person got into an accident and then they could speak like some other language fluently.
Wow.
Like, what?
That's very interesting.
What is that? Like, hold on here. He didn't study to learn this. This is being accessed from elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really, for artists, I feel like this is a really powerful realization to ground into your being. When you can understand, like, you are a conduit and it's floating out there like this, it truly is. And all the greats have shown it, said it, done it. You know, it kind of takes some pressure off. Like, hold on, I don't need to necessarily come up with the idea. I need to be receptive for the idea to come through me.
Yep.
And that's a different perspective. It's like, oh, and how do I do that? Feel worthy, take care of myself,
precisely.
Elevate my vibration, you know.
Precisely.
Believe is the key to it, you know. Oh, I believe that I'm worthy and I'm going to step out off this ledge and take the plunge and follow my dream and where whatever may come will be right, you know.
And show up.
And show up.
Continue to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that feeling of connecting and bringing something through you is so blissful.
It is.
It's incredible.
It really is.
It's nothing lights me on fire like creating something that I'm super passionate about.
Yep. Yeah. I think of, you know, I was in a band for many years and so many incredible memories and good times in those days. And, you know, my brother for many years has kind of put music down and he's just started, and he's such a talented songwriter and musician, and he's just started to pick up again, learning Ableton and starting to produce. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm back in like the flow of what makes my heart the happiest, you know, instead of like hanging out, doing whatever on the weekends. He's like, now he's like getting in deep where he's, you know, he's putting together an album and everything. And I love the style of it. I love, you know, I know how talented he is. So I'm really excited to see how it continues to come together. But it's like for a lot of people out there, you know, and I think we're all artists.
We're all creators.
We're all creators, right? We're the creator and created rolled into one. It makes sense. We are extensions of source. What does source do? Yeah. God, higher self. What does it do? It creates.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's any of you who are out there thinking, I'm not an artist, I'm not a creator. Well, abracadabra, as you speak, you created not being a creator. So like, congratulations. That was a good one. That was tough to pull off. Like, and the truth is it's all there. It doesn't mean, you know, not everyone's going to be Michael Jordan, you know, but you can learn how to shoot a basket, you know, and a lot of it has to do with the stories that you're telling, and you're literally, you know, jumping timelines with your beliefs, you know, and that gets a little, you know, out there, which I'm never scared to do. But that's truly what I believe is happening. It's like you don't necessarily have to be, and some people will like put these sorts of things off like, oh, well, you know, unless I'm the greatest and I'm the number one, you know, pianist in the world or the greatest, you know, painter in the world, I'm not doing. And it's like, just the therapeutic value of creating is like, a lot of people are really dissatisfied and unhappy because there's no creative outlet in their life, you know?
Yeah, that's another huge thing that I see is bringing awareness to how much we are creating versus how much we're consuming on a daily basis. Mm. And I think it's a direct correlation to happiness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really about incorporating practices and making sure you're creating in some way every day. I think that's a big part of this podcast for you. It's like every morning you're creating and you're connecting to that, and you're connecting your expression into play and to wonder. And I'm sure that has really lit up your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being able to start my day in a creative way and then, I'm doing other things that are more like use my analytical mind and business mind and things like that. to be able to get into the state of you know, expression and openness, and it's been amazing for the last 3 years, starting my days this way.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
And it's not work, really. I mean, there's some work elements to it, but it's more of a celebration than anything, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I think it in the society, we are really programmed to not create. We're programmed largely to consume, whether it be data or physical things. So already as an artist, our society is not working for what we want to do.
Yeah.
But I also think that's really awesome, because as artists, we have to step out onto the edge, and we have to step out into the unknown, and we have to break the parameters of the matrix.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to look at it. It's like, those constructs weren't there to be overcome, you can't have the experience of being the artist that breaks out of the shell. And
totally. You know,
so it's by design. Right?
Yeah. And that's where the commitment to it becomes so powerful.
Yes.
There is a challenge there. There is a wall to climb.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe responds when you jump over that wall.
Yeah.
And you say yes.
Yeah. Why don't you take a moment and just give us kind of the rundown on what this, as you've stepped into your own creative power, you're actually helping other people to do it. And this is a big step for you to go from like, okay, I'm learning this. I'm putting myself out there. Oh, I'm now reaping the rewards of putting myself out there. My music is improving. My art is improving. Doors are opening. You know, sacred mirror chapels are opening. Yeah. and so now you're helping others to do it with basically a 30-day challenge.
Yeah. Well, I like to call it a 30-day course and challenge.
Cool.
So the course element of it is learning my view on the fundamentals of how to view our creative practice, a lot of which I've talked about today. But that even comes to viewing how we look at money in our creative practice, looking at our limitations and limitlessness, and having a lot of those ideas along with exercises to break through our own blockages. And then the challenge part of it is creating every day for 30 days. And then taking a look at our lives and seeing what things we need to call in, what habits and rituals we need to call in, and also what things we need to let go of, what beliefs we need to let go of, and what habits we need to let go of. So, you know, common habits to call in are like meditation and running and working out and all that stuff, because we need things that feed into our creative process as well and allow ourselves to be open to that energy.
Right.
I'm going to be leading a group of artists through 30 days of really setting up the fundamentals of our creative process, drilling in habits and beliefs that support our creative process, connecting to our excitements in life and pushing past our personal limitations, and connecting. We're going to be interviewing other artists and really just exploring what creativity is and what it can be.
That's exciting, man. I really, you know, I actually did a powwow yesterday that'll come out next week. And one of the things that came up was, and I thought about it when you were just talking, he was this Phil Good, the guy who I was speaking with. He was talking about how you step out into the world determines what you attract and see. So he used the example of stepping out in your sweatpants and a baggy shirt, you know, kind of unkept. You're in a certain vibration and you're going to have, not saying that's good or bad, but it's a certain vibration. And then you're going to see and connect with things that are resonant with that out there in the world.
Yeah.
If you step out in high heels and your nicest dress and whatever, you're going to be in a different vibrational attraction point, if you will. And so what I like about what you're doing, it's sort of like, okay, let's move you. Let's take this course. Let's take this challenge together and let's move you into, you know, you're putting on your artist hat and your artist, you know, outfit and your artist energy and your artist vibe. And you're doing all the things that you're doing are built around supporting that version of self, that archetype, as you talked about. And then let's analyze what comes from that.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you're stepping out of the house as the artist. And here's a way I've given you a, it's kind of like why I love, you know, we were talking about the Purium stuff earlier and why I'm so passionate about it and why I'm loving taking it every day, because it gives me a plan that's really simple so that I can go do all the other things that I'm doing. And I know I'm getting this high vibe superfood into my system every day. Mm. And I just, it's like I'm addicted to it in such an amazing, good way. Right. And it's the same thing with what you're doing. It's like you're giving people a really simple plan that is, you know, going to allow them to kind of, especially for those who are standing on the shore and don't know which way to go, what direction to go, to kind of start putting their feet into the water, wading into the water.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's funny. With putting on the hat, that's actually something I've incorporated into my musical creating ritual, is putting on an outfit that feels good.
That's
and just
perfect.
Feeling good.
What a perfect reflection. Yeah. See, I didn't have any idea that you did that. So you actually will change your outfit when you're making music.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Especially when I'm going to be sitting down for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a total difference between, at least for me, if I was in sweatpants, but that might be more comfortable for some
people. Yeah, totally. That may be the move for you. Yeah. But it's kind of like dressing up in the suit and you want to be this big CEO one day of a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to dress up in the suit.
And yeah,
like,
embodying it.
Yeah, fully
embodying it.
I love it. So for people who are listening who want to join this is about to start, soon? September?
Yeah, September 1st. So it's going to be all 30 days of September.
Okay, cool.
You can check it out on, I guess it's kind of a long URL, but it's my name, josiahcreates.com/creativelifemastery. I will also post a link on the Positive Head group with a 15% off coupon code, which is just Positive Head.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I didn't even know you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know they appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
So, and for those of you listening who aren't in the group, it's Positive Heads is the Facebook group. And the coupon code will be Positive Head without the S. Like, it's confusing sometimes. And Josiah is going to post it there for any of you that want to check it out.
Yeah.
This will come out, Josiah, a little bit later this evening. So,
cool.
You know, whenever you see fit to post that. And I'll say it one more time just for any who want to go directly there. It's Josiah, josiahcreates.com and then /creativelifemastery. All right, man. Well, any other words of creative wisdom that you want to leave the lovely listeners with today before we exit out of today's episode with one of your songs?
Well, there was a quote that I actually heard on this podcast a couple of years ago that has really stuck with me and really just lit a fire under me. And it's from Bashar. Mm. And it's it's dream up like your highest possible reality. And then realize that is the least of what you could possibly achieve.
Mm.
I've just been really focusing on embodying that in my life and really aiming my sights as high as possible and just going for it and knowing that it's coming.
Trusting, right?
Yep.
Trusting that you will be, and it may not, you know, things you may start down a creative venture that leads to a different creative venture that leads to a different creative venture that leads to a conventional job that leads to a relationship. You just don't know
totally
like where things are going to go based off of you following your highest excitement.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of my favorite quotes is Terrence McKenna. And I think of that. I think of it a lot. And I think of it when I think of the artist who's, you know, wanting to step more fully into that embodiment, you know, this quote by Terrence McKenna, and it is, you guys have heard me say it before, and I'll say it again because it's one of my very faves. It's, nature loves courage. You make the commitment and nature will respond to that commitment by removing impossible obstacles. Dream the impossible dream and the world will not grind you under. It will lift you up. This is the trick. This is what all these teachers and philosophers who really counted, who really touched the alchemical gold, this is what they understood. This is the shamanic dance in the waterfall. This is how magic is done, by hurling yourself into the abyss and discovering it's a feather bed.
Wow, awesome.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it reminds me of one more that a friend posted the other day, which roughly translates again. Do something that is impossible to succeed without divine support.
Ooh, I like that. I haven't heard that one.
Really good.
Oh, so good. So good. Impossible. I saw the other day, too, not too long ago, impossible broken up. I'm possible.
I've never seen that. Yeah, that's good.
I'm such a nerd for plays on words and quotes. Give them to me. Give me all of your quotes. Josiah, this has been awesome, man. Yeah. I know there's nothing but more magic coming through you.
Absolutely.
And for you. You are doing it. You are truly an inspiration. And I just am happy to call you my friend and happy to have you here in the studio doing
this.
Thanks
so much, Brandon.
Yeah, such a pleasure. You have a song you want to leave the listeners with, right?
Yes, I do. Cosmic Beatbox.
This is Cosmic Beatbox by Josiah. And if you want to find him on SoundCloud, probably the easiest place.
Yep, SoundCloud/Josiah Creates.
Josiah Creates. Here we go. Cosmic Beatbox. Until next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.
Yeah. Adios.